Blog Talk Radio.
His name, we're his chosen seed. We call down his kingdom, let it rain down.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of YouTube. This is Pastor Dow of the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I am glad to have each and every last one of you here on this first day edition, what the world calls Sunday edition of the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I hope each and every last one of you are encouraged and doing well. I don't know exactly what's going on, boys. This is 2 weeks in a row that people have been having a hard time logging into the chat room. I really, truly don't know what's going on. We've had a wonderful time at Tabernacles here. We're all doing well. A lot of people are heading back home. Brother Mitchell, he'll be staying with us a little while. Brother Greg and him will be hitting it tomorrow. The Asarek took off this morning. Brother Eric and the crew from Florida, they took off a few days ago. Everybody's having a safe journey. Such a Sunday. And when the crew that came up with her, Charmies and Little Tia, they'll be heading out, I think, tomorrow morning, right, Carol?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, they're heading out tomorrow morning. So things are slowly, surely getting back to normal. Cause, and hopefully it won't rain tonight so we can do a little bit of work. All right. Yeah, Brother Steve, I talked with Jason at 4 today about that. And Brother Steve, anything that you can offer us, brother, you know it's always well appreciated, your experience, your knowledge. I do appreciate everything you do for the ministry. Make yourself known. Any suggestions that you may have, by all means, make yourself known. Wear out Jason up for us. Send him emails. Talk to me, because we want to try to make this the best network we can possible. Because we have put a lot of money into freespeak.net. We put a lot of money into it. And the reason being is because, you know, things are just getting out of hand. With Facebook, it's getting out of hand with the government. Things are just, it's just getting out of hand. And, you know, we can speak freely. And I would encourage you, those of you who are on Facebook, try to do whatever you can to send people over. Now, you know, of course, you're always going to get bad with it, but that's part of the prize. But what I'm saying is we have groups. You know, I have a Straightway, I have a Straightway Israelite group that you can go and become part of. You can go there and hit friend or follow, hit the follow button, and you can follow whatever we're doing on there. Hallelujah. Now, yeah, it's pretty sad. Brother Ugly at the feast over now until Passover. Well, I want y'all to, you know, the one thing about the Straightway Truth Ministry is that you need, everybody needs to be very actively involved in this thing. And you'll find out when you're actively involved in it and you have much, much involvement in it, that it will bless your soul. Now, remember the ads over on YouTube. You know, I know they're boring, and sometimes I look at these crazy things. They've been playing the living daylights out of this Warcraft ad, this ugly thing, just for, but hey, gives a few cents on the dollars. Oh, well. We are going to try to do whatever we can to continue to provide updates on the FreeSpeak.net. And like I said, we're doing everything we can to make sure that we all can stay very, 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 very active in communication. Now, Brother Steve up in Canada, have you put, I'm going to go check real quick, have you put a link on the straightwaytruth.com to freespeak.net and let them know that this is our own personal social network? And I'm going to email you my passwords and everything, Brother Steve, so you can help me try to keep up with this thing. On freespeak.net. How you do? Big old banner, Carol. Come in and look what Brother Steve did, Carol. Man, he got this website looking really, really good. He really, truly does. All right, this is our website, of course. See? Look.
Oh, okay.
They put the New Day of Atonement picture up there. I was tripping. That was funny. And of course, all the newsletters. You know, I mean, it's just a thing. It just does a real good job on the website. Of course, hey, I hadn't forgot about the building fund. We haven't had too much response from it, but we have reached $1,000 in donations for the building fund thus far. $1,000 in donations for the building fund. And, you know, I've actually tried to spend this day kind of resting a little, because I haven't really rested. I've been fanning, going in and out, because we got a lot of work we need to do next week before I get up out here and go to Chicago. We got a foundation work to do. We're going to be extending the tabernacle out. We're going to make it an additional 40 feet wide at one end at the pulpit end. We're going to go back another 30 feet. So we're going to be extending out the tabernacle to make sure that when y'all saints come, it's going to be built to make and accommodate anywhere between 325 people comfortably. Now, we're nowhere near those numbers, but it's better to have more space and enough space than to not have any at all. But myself and the brethren, me and Elder Doug, we've been beating feet and shooting ideas in our head back and forth, and you know, drawing up plans and throwing them away and drawing them up and throwing them away and drawing them up and throwing them away. Because, you know, once this fixture is there, once this building is there, it's there. But it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work. As a matter of fact, this because it is an addition, rather than using 8-inch blocks, normal 8-inch blocks, we're going to be laying this with 12-inch blocks. It's going to be with 12-inch blocks. And I'm going to be wore out. I'm going to be wore out tired. Now, Sister Lisa Harbin and her son is here from California, and their permanent fixture is here now. And, you know, it's good because I like it when people come that are serious. Serious-minded, mean business, get delivered, set free in that character and nature, just soars. It's like my sister Nellie that we put up yesterday during service. You got an opportunity to see Sister Nellie, and there's no flattery or nothing in that. It's just a flat-out truth. Sister Nellie is just a very, very good sister who you can see the transformation right before our very eyes. And, you know, one thing about the Straightway Truth radio broadcast, when people come to this ministry, they finally meet what they've been looking for. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And to have quality people like this around is amazing. The Gurays are here from West Virginia. They've moved into the area. You may have heard Brother Juan play on that guitar. He's very, very good on the guitar. Our family worldwide is getting strong. And you know what? Amazing, whether they're 15 hours, 3 days away, 12 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, there ain't no distance that is too far for the saints to come when we get here straightway. And boy, I tell you, tents have been a main staple for us lately. Now, what I would suggest is y'all try to make sure y'all find y'all a nice little pad when you put your sleeping bag down, so you can have a buffer between you and the ground, because sometimes the ground gets cold. Because I'm an old paratrooper. I'm an old paratrooper, and I guess that I have a little bit more aches and pains than a lot of people. I'm not saying that people don't hurt, but, you know, after hitting that ground 100-something times and doing all that running and then a few motorcycle wrecks that I had on that racetrack, it can't be good for the body. It really can't be. But Brother Eric and his household is coming up, and that's what we're all about here straightway. We're all about strengthening families, because Satan, he hates families. And we're all about strengthening the family home. So we hope that you went over and you signed up over at Free Speak, and you went and networked over on Facebook and told everybody you can about it, and you're advertising, or you're doing every single thing that you can. Brother Dale says, Shalom, Texas Saints. Shalom, Brother Dale. I hope that everybody is encouraged and doing really, 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 really good. I've been in Chicago, Illinois. October the 12th, then the 13th, And I'll be coming back here on the 14th because we have a lot we have to do. We got the month of October, November, December, January, February, March. So we got a little bit of time left there and stuff, but we got a lot to do. Hallelujah. I actually put a link up. I actually added Brother Devlon. I keep forgetting that Brother Devlon was there, though, but he's got a very nice website, 21st Century Saints, and he's got a very nice YouTube page. Brother Devlon got his YouTube page categorized that when you go there, and if you want to see the videos in succession, in order, he's a whole more arranged, better arranged than I am, and people could go there, and he could actually, people could go there and actually get a real good start. Anywhere you want to start at in the ministry, you could get a real good start there. And Brother Devlon has just done an excellent job on his website, done an excellent job with the ministry thing. Now, Brother William, he emailed in the online church forum board, and I do agree with him. Which you if you went there to read the letter, I agree with him. Brother William, a man that has a lot of character, a lot of honor. Brother William kind of reminds me of me when I was his age, because he won't dishonor and disrespect an elder because I've never done it myself. I just don't understand, you know, his relationships and fellowships with these people who call themselves Israelites up there. I don't understand that. That these people wear all these pagan stars and these satanic symbols and cuss folks out on the street and I just don't understand it. But anyway, you know, he's a grown man. He can do what he needs to do. There's no problem. Now, I remember a time he used to just speak about the ministry and speak about us all the time. I don't hear too much of that no more. And that's why I keep trying to tell people all the time, you know, when you see people pattern change, you know that there's something going on, even though their mouth may say one thing. If you see the pattern changes, the way people normally would behave, then there's changes that are taking place. If you notice something about me, from the first day that you've met me, I've always been consistent. I'm still consistent, even still today. Now, I've grown even more in grace and knowledge because I continue to keep studying because I got a lot of people like Brother Mitchell and Brother Greg and Brother Austin. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to call Brother Austin back today. I'll try to get to him tonight. Man, everybody, I was supposed to call him back, and the phone was ringing off the hook, but Donnie, I got Brother Donnie down there in Louisiana. I mean, I got a lot of people. I got a lot of people that these encourage young men. They get behind, they get on his word, and you got to stay on top of your game because these brothers are students of the word. And of course, why wouldn't anybody want to be a student of the word? Why wouldn't anybody want to stay on top of their game? Huh? Why wouldn't they? But hey, there ain't no real flaws I know between myself and Brother William. I love Brother William, his family, and all of them. I do too. I just I don't like the direction. I told him that even in the thing. I don't like the direction as far as hanging around them people because I wouldn't do it. There's no way I would fellowship with him in any way, face, shape, fashion, or form. Because the Holy Spirit just wouldn't lead me that way. I looked at a little bit of it, checked out, and just wouldn't do it. But anyway, we move on. Well, we're going to have a wonderful time, and I hope that those of you that are making the journey to come to the actual meeting, I hope that you have safe journeys. I hope that everything is going fine with you and everybody is being encouraged and that you're staying at peace and you're letting the peace of Yah rule in your hearts. Hallelujah. I'll be at the Building Your Faith Worship Center, and I think Sister Carrie is going to be there along with Sister Rose as well. Again, I think, you know, we're going to meet a lot of Israelites again that we've never met before, which is fine and good. I still need y'all remember, let the ads play on YouTube. Let the ads play on YouTube. Hallelujah. Let me see right here. And with all that said, without any further ado, I'll go ahead and take a few phone calls here tonight because, you know, first day night is usually a pretty quick broadcast. I think I'm going to try to get to bed a little bit early tonight, try to get a little bit more rest. I think the reason why that I have this stuff lingering around is because I won't allow myself to have adequate rest. Bless my wife, Art. If she ever sees me fall asleep at the desk or fall asleep at the couch, I'll wake up and find it later, but she'll have a little note already ready, and she'll stick on the side of the door past her sleeping because she knows how little sleep I do get. And so I do spend a lot of time every single day in the Word, and we're hoping to gain quite a few more Israelites over to the faith and the way when we go to Chicago. So y'all make sure y'all pray my strength in the Most High Yah as we make this journey. Now, also, we added Brother Eric Gonzalez's YouTube page over there on my page. Now, some of you may not see in order. You may have to scroll down or and to order to see the rest of them, but he's done a lot of interviews with some of the married couples here at Straightway during this past Feast of Tabernacles. And we really did have a good time with the Perez's. They're flown back to California. They're probably getting settled in now. And wife and everybody got a lot of healing, a lot of deliverance. It was a pleasure to meet their son, little Noah. Lenore has a good spirit. It's just a pleasure to meet him. Hallelujah. But we're still continuing on. The brother's been working kind of hard and stuff. And, of course, Brother Brian and Sister Chantel, she actually got an opportunity to butcher deer today. She wanted to butcher deer. I meant to tell them that, yeah, the Gators did come through. The Gators actually beat LSU. I mean, our Gators are rising again. Yeah, old Pastor Dow is a Florida Gator fan. Yes, I am. So without any further ado, we'll go ahead and go to the phone lines. And if y'all enjoying the social media network that we put up, it looks almost just like identical like Facebook. Y'all let me know. Y'all let me know how y'all think about it as well. Hallelujah. So we're going to put that. We'll go to Tennessee. Area code 423-423. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast, so how may I help you?
Shalom, Pastor. How you doing tonight?
Hey, bless you, Brother Devin. Doing well, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just calling to say bless you, bless all the saints in Straightway as well as in the Diaspora, and to give you a praise report. Me and Elder Rufus, we baptized Brother Tim and Brother Al from Atlanta on yesterday after Sabbath service.
Y'all made a video?
Yeah, I sent it to Brother Jermaine, and he's going to upload it sometime this week.
Well, okay, bro. Now, you know I'm all about that now. All right, I'm glad y'all getting it done.
Yes, sir. When they want to get baptized, we don't make any reservation. We get it done the same day.
All right, man. All right, Brother Devlin. You got anything else, my bro?
No, I just love you guys and can't wait to see you in a couple weeks.
Hey, did you go check out freespeak.net?
Yes, sir. It's a lovely website, and I'm already on it, and I've already told everybody on Facebook that I'm closing my Facebook account probably in a couple of weeks after I can get all the saints to get over to FreeSpeak.
Yeah, I don't blame you, brother. That's a wise thing to do because, hey, we're not regulated over there. And I'm going to email you my username, password, all that other stuff, brother, so that whenever I'm traveling, I'm on the road, brother, I'm going to go ahead and let you and Steve control that thing whenever I'm not able to answer. You know, y'all keep up with me when people are trying to talk to me. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Because I need all the help I can do.
Well, I understand, Pastor. I'll be glad to help you anyway. And if I can get some time off work, I'll come up there and help you lay some blocks, too, for the new sanctuary.
Woo! Do you know how to lay blocks?
I got a little experience, not as much as you, but I can come help.
Oh, I understand. I'll let you know. It's going to take a little while to get the foundation and everything done, but don't worry about it. If you can't, I do have a little Mexican crew up here that I can get a hold of. I'll watch over them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But, man, I tell you, man, them blocks, that's some heavy duty work, brother.
Yes, sir. Anything with concrete or that masonry work is always a hard, sweat, and back breaker.
You don't believe it. I tell you one thing, bro. It is, and I usually be feeling it too, bro.
Yes, sir. Same day and for the next week after.
Oh, yeah. All right, brother. Definitely good to hear from you, brother. I'm glad y'all getting it done. Glad y'all getting it done, and I'll see y'all soon.
All right. Shalom.
Like I said, Brother Devlin has a wonderful website. I've been meaning to talk because, you know, some things, sometimes stuff just slips my mind. It just does. Does a good job. You know, we have some computer gurus. Now, freespeak.net, what it is JSNIP4 and Straightway, Pastor Dowd, are part owners. And I think he's going to make a company out of this thing. He knows what he's doing. But JSNIP4 is controlling the whole entire thing. He's controlling the server. He's going to move the server over and everything because, you know, people are sick and tired of having every single aspect of their life regulated by the government. Every single bit of it is just a shame. Now, don't worry. You're going to get some devil, dogs, some demons, and other folks come on and stuff. But, yeah, just like anything else, you can ban them. You can just ban them from your influence or your sight. You might let them go. Hallelujah. All right, going to Pennsylvania. Sister Rose, 412. What you got, Sister Rose?
Bless you, Pastor. Too long is over. Pastor, I want to call in and give you some good news. And I want also want to let you and Sister Carol and all the saints, let them know that I love them and I thank them for the prayers. I went over to Sister Carrie's house at the end of the feast. She paid my bus ticket to come over to fellowship with her and Brother Dal and Sister Maya. And we had did some deliverance. We did deliverance first on little Kate, me on Tate, and then they did deliverance on me. Hallelujah. And I was telling them about the problems that I had, the spirit of fear, you know, was bind up the spirit of fear in me. And Brother Dell was calling out the spirit of fear, and it was saying that there was other spirits. So the spirit of death showed itself. And I went unconscious and everything. But the power of the Most High, hallelujah, cast that demon out, hallelujah. I'm glad to get healing in the name of Jesus. Now I'm waiting for it to manifest, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, I know you're excited. Hallelujah.
Yep. Hallelujah, because they could see that I was sick. And once that spirit was removed, I'm going to put some pictures on so you can see the difference that how y'all done for me, hallelujah. So I'm so grateful. I just love Sister. I thank y'all for bringing a sister close to me in Pennsylvania. I have been so blessed since Sister Carrie and I have been together. We pray together. We do deliverance. We've been studying on deliverance and everything. I have really been blessed with this sister, and I'm really grateful for her. I just thank y'all for putting her in my life. I'm just so thankful, Pastor. I'm thankful for this ministry. Hallelujah. This ministry has been a blessing to us. And I just love you. I love you all. Carl, I just can't wait to see you.
Oh, hallelujah. We can't wait to see y'all either. And we will be the Father's will. And I believe it is the Father's will. So you be encouraged, Sister Rose, okay?
Yes, sir. Brother Robbie, we want to talk to you.
Sure.
Bless you, Pastor.
Hey, bless you, Brother Robert. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Just wanted to say the website's running good, and I'm logged in, and it's a blessing to have that and get rid of my Facebook page. Now the government's watching us.
Yeah. It's pretty sad, man, that we live in a country, brother, that they live under the guise that we are so-called free and all this other stuff, and then they watch us as if we're terrorists when we really need to be watching them. But that's let you know, brother, that the government is full of fear.
Yes, sir, it is. Pastor, I'm talking to my manager in the works here on my job to try and get some time out to come down, maybe spend a week or and help you with some work down there. But I have to put in the time for it. Kind of tough here in Pennsylvania to get time off on my job, but I'm going to look into it.
Well, you know, it's fine, but I would rather that all you saints, I would rather that all you saints, that if you could save your time to come when it's the most important time, like during the feast days, like Passover and Tabernacles, you know what I mean, stuff like that. Now, that would be a time well spent. If you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir. All right, Pastor, and thank you for your wise counseling. And bless you, bless all the saints at Straightway. I know they're listening. And Elder Becker, give me a call sometime. All right, love you. Bless you. Bye.
All right, shalom, y'all too. Shalom.
Shalom.
As best, saints, that you plan your time around the feast days, because that way you get an opportunity. Now, you know, Tabernacles is just long. Passover, it's only a few days. So when you're planning to come to Passover, and most of your extent is going to be 3 days, you know what I mean, if that much. But it's always a powerful time that we have each other, and it really, really, truly is. It's a powerful time we have each other, and it's amazing when the saints get together, because we all just love worshiping, and we get so free. The tears drop. You know what? Jesus said, by their fruit you shall know them. By their fruits you shall know them. No doubt. You can tell that the ministry of the Straightway Truth, the Israelite heritage of Straightway, is bearing a lot of fruit. Bearing a lot of fruit. Now, don't get me wrong. They raised up false accused and people who would bring accusations against Jesus. They did it against Stephen. They did it against Paul. Oh, they raised up false witness. They did it against anybody who stood for the truth. And hey, Pastor Dow, I got my share of false witnesses that rise up as well. But I'm not worried about it. And if I'm not worried about it, you should not worry about it as well. And, you know, something to consider is this. And I keep trying to tell y'all that an accusation is so powerful. It could be either true or it could be false. That's why you have to settle it in your heart and in your mind that you're not so easily swayed and moved from your position where you're at in the faith. Because I will tell you, somebody can lie. And you know anything in the world, especially when the news of man of God, anybody can lie on a man of God and everybody just automatically believes it, no matter what. How would you know if somebody did set up a false witness against me? I mean, because they had, when you go read Acts 15, you go read about Stephen, you read about all these people, they raised up false witnesses against Jesus. They had an abundance of them. They raised false witnesses against Stephen. I was reading Stephen just today, and I was like, man, who in the world going to believe this one man talking? We got all these witnesses that rose up against him, and they're all false. Because we know Stephen went on to glory, but when the breath go out of your body, it ain't over. Wow. That's just the beginning. And one day, all of us are going to be judged by the Most High God, every single one of us. I'm going to keep my testimony of the King. Now remember the Bible, you know, gives us hallmark benchmarks in there. It says, know them that labor among you. You hear that? Know them that labor among you. I've been talking with Brother Steve Campanelli. We've been trying to mull it over in our heads and our minds. Why is it that people reject deliverance who seem to have what you call knowledge of the Torah? And, of course, one of the reasons why that they reject casting out devils and stuff is because you don't read too much about it in Torah. Yet you do see the manifestations of demons in Torah. You see spirits mentioned in Torah. And that's why people don't understand how to make the connection in the dispensation of time. Because when the Bible said there was a purpose why Yahshua the Mashiach came. And his purpose was to destroy the works of the devil. Everything that has been hid from the beginning of time, what he did was show us personally himself how to fight this thing, how to rip the cover off of the devil and expose him and say, here he is right here. Now you get after it, saints. I give you the power that I have, now I give it to you. And ultimately these people, because they go, quote unquote, they think they're Torah strong, they're ultimately going to end up just denying the faith because they have power. They just simply do not have any Holy Spirit power whatsoever at all. With that said, we're going to go to New York and talk to Brother Junior, 347. Brother Junior, 347. How you doing, Junior? Come on up.
I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. My day is good. I had a good Sabbath, peaceful Sabbath, relaxing Sabbath. I'm over it now. All that situation going on, I'm over it now. I'm over it. New clean slate. Try to move on now. Life goes on.
Hallelujah. Life goes on, brother. Yes, sir.
Yes, I don't worry about it. I try to tell Bob Walker that, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let it go on. Don't try to, like, put worries on you. Like, nah, let that go. Let that go. It's over. It's what it is, what it is. It happens. You'll be aware. That's all.
Hallelujah.
Yes. That's crazy about Whole Foods GMO. That's crazy.
I got another video, Junior, I need to put up that I thought I had put up. I ended up running the same video twice. Man, off the chain. Off the chain.
It's crazy. It is crazy. They say it's organic. Everything's organic, but why do read through the words, read through the lines. They lie. They brought and paid for.
They told that they're not going to do anything about it because if they're in bed with Monsanto, that means they're in bed with the Congress and Whole Foods ain't got to worry about no lawsuits. They got to worry about nobody doing nothing. Hey, I tell you what. Look at my Whole Foods. I'm not saying that we ate sweet potatoes today.
Yeah. That look good, too.
I like little sweet potato. And you know what? This thing is going to taste real good, too. Told you about the size of the football. Look.
Yeah.
Not football, man.
Throwing touchdowns, too. First downs, everything.
They taste good. They really taste good, too.
The good thing about it, no GMO.
No GMO, brother. See, I keep telling you, the only way you're going to be able to find out any is good, you're going to have to just grow up yourself. If you live in an apartment, get you some pots. It's very limited housing. Grow something. You can get at least good in. You can't trust the system.
Whatsoever, you can't. You can't. They say it's organic. USDA pool is still. I don't trust that. Go in that. Like, I always try to say, go in that and type in non-GMO seeds, LO seeds. That's how you get it.
You know, the sad part about it, Junior, is that, okay, it's non-GMO. Then, you know what you got to worry about more than anything? You got to worry about chemtrails and cross-pollination. I mean, they're trying to just tear up and destroy the whole entire food supply so that they can have stupefied, dumbfied, and demoralize people so they can easily control people because you control people through food. So they want a bunch of people who can't function right, who have no power.
Yeah, that's Corey Simonteus, Pastor. Corey Simonteus.
Yeah.
Now check this out, too. I got a link I'm putting on. Now EPA approves human testing now. Like it says animal, now you approve human testing. That's crazy.
Human testing?
Yeah, right here. Infowars.com. Check that out.
Oh, brother.
It's crazy. It's eugenics. They had an agenda going. You want to try to kill all of us. So you got to watch over your enemy's land.
Yeah.
You got to look around 24/7. We not home. It's not my home. My home is the New Jerusalem. Come up. That's it. That's all. Ain't nothing here for me. Nothing. This short period of time. Short live.
Yeah.
I try my best to live holy while I can. Whatever it takes. I do what it takes. Whatever. I know it's going to be tough, but I want to be tough so I can learn something. I want more pain so I can get stronger. Endure it.
Hallelujah.
Be a quarterback. I see a devil tells to scheme his. This scheme, I could incomplete. I could throw a first down, expose it, change my plays up, everything. It's like football. You gotta change schemes. And defense schemes, too. Improve my defense a little more, that's it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Good here for you,
bro. Take care. I love you. I love all straight, all saints straight. I love y'all all scattered, bro. Shalom.
Shalom. Be encouraged.
You too.
Good in from Junior. Hallelujah. Man, let's go straight to Brother Jesus. Brother Jesus, 910. Brother Jesus, 910. Come on up, brother. What you got?
Shalom, 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 Pastor Dow and all the saints listening. How you doing, Pastor Dow?
Well, I'll tell you, brother, he says, I'm still trying to shake.
I didn't hear you, Pastor Dog. You still trying to shake what?
Oh.
I still couldn't hear you. I'm sorry, Pastor Dog.
Oh, man. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to shake this cough a little bit, brother, but I think what I need to do is rest, brother, get some adequate rest.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're still trying to shake that cold, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I think what it is, I'm still going and I'm not slowing down. I mean, I haven't did anything physically much this week because of Tabernacles.
You still there, Pastor Dog?
Well, your phone, man, is not doing as good as usual.
No, I guess I just got to be in my room in order for it to work. Yeah, because I'm still in Jersey. I'm leaving tomorrow back to Virginia.
Oh, okay. All right.
I did have a couple of things for you today, Pastor Dow. I just want to say that I very much enjoyed your message yesterday, Pastor Dow. I watched it today this morning because I missed it yesterday, but I really enjoyed it. It definitely opens up, it opens you up, you know, Pastor Dow, because I'll be honest with you, just coming down to Jersey, it just makes me realize how much of the residue of the world I still have in me, you know. I felt like the other part of me was coming out whenever I came down here, and it just, like I said, it just makes me realize how much of the wicked man I still have inside myself, and I definitely can start growing again, continue to grow at least.
Right.
So I appreciate that message you delivered yesterday. What was that, Pastor Dow?
I said I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
It was great. It was a great message, Pastor Dow. Definitely don't want to be a tear among the weak, that's for sure. I don't have too many questions, but I do have one thing I want to ask Pastor Dow. As far as, because I tend to still have that kind of like Christian mentality in the sense that, you know, we, as far as when the end of this thing comes down, we don't ever ascend into heaven, correct? So when I talk to people, I should say to them, when we get to the kingdom, not heaven. Is that correct?
Well, the phone may be cutting up, but I'm going to go ahead and give the answer. And so that you have the opportunity to download the phone.
Okay.
Do you remember the account when Jesus gave the account of the rich man and Lazarus?
Yes, sir.
And you remember what Jesus was doing? He was exactly what happened to people when they died.
Right, right.
He went straight to hell. The poor man was in Abraham's bosom. The reason why he was in Abraham's bosom is because the Messiah had not died. He had not yet been resurrected.
Right.
You remember, because it also shows us in the book of Matthew how that the people who had dead relatives, they received them locked and salt.
I'm really having a hard time getting the list. You're going up, Pastor. I'm sorry.
I tell you what I can do, man. If you can hear better, I'll go ahead and hang up, and I'll just keep on answering the question.
No, keep going, Pastor. I want to stay on the line because I just want to say one more thing after.
Okay. So a lot of people think you're sleeping and soul sleeping and stuff. The Bible don't talk about soul sleeping. It never does talk about soul sleeping. We have too many examples that tell us that the spirit goes back to the Father, the body goes back to the dust of the earth. And in order to understand the valley of the dry bones over in Ezekiel 37, we try to understand spiritual things with a cardinal mind. Now, the Most High is nothing for him to take dirt, make a form of a body, and breathe the breath of life in it and bring it together. It ain't nothing for the Most High to bring our spirit back to this earth to be able to with a moment of twinkling of an eye to change. And then we come right back here and we're in the kingdom. He can change us in a moment of twinkling of an eye because we're going to have it. We're going to be in a glorified body. So the difference is going back in the old covenant and understanding the difference between Sheol and Gehenna. Sheol and Gehenna. Because when Jesus came, he went to Abraham's bosom. He set captivity that was captive. He set them free. That's when he went down into hell and got the keys to hell and got the keys. And he ended up being in authority over death. So it's a big subject, brother. Hey, it's a real big subject.
Right, right. All right. That's definitely a very hot topic for sure, Pastor Doc, because you even say yourself that, you know, we don't talk to our dead relatives because they can't hear us, in that sense, because they're asleep in Christ waiting for the resurrection, correct?
Well, again, sleep in the Bible, you know, means death, separation, all the above. It's somatic and translation, but no. We do not communicate with the dead. It is forbidden.
Right.
And the people who think that they're communicating with the dead, they're actually communicating with demons.
Yes, sir.
Familiar spirits.
Yes, sir. Okay. I gotcha. This is definitely a hard topic for sure, Pastor Dow. But all right, that was my question, Pastor Dow. And, I'm off to Virginia tomorrow. I did want to share one thing with you. I came across a Seventh-day Adventist while I was here in Jersey, and, you know, we got to talking, and he seemed like a genuine person. You know, he doesn't eat pork. He abstains from eating unclean food. You know, he keeps the Sabbath. But the moment I did mention what we follow, and I mentioned that we don't call ourselves Christians, and then that, you know, we follow the feast days, that's the moment where, you know, we started to disagree. I am going to meet up with him tomorrow before I leave. And, you know, he's going to do his usual thing where he's going to show me in the scriptures where it says that the feasts have been done away with, and all that. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for right now, because he hasn't checked you out at least. But either way, he did take a defensive hit. He did take a defensive mode once I started speaking like that. But that's it, Pastor Dow. So I called just to tell you shalom to everybody listening. Love y'all. And until we meet again, Pastor Dow.
All right. Shalom, shalom.
All right, Pastor Dow.
Y'all dealing with Seventh-day Adventists. The first thing y'all need to understand about Seventh-day Adventists, they don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Just like a lot of those Hebrew Israelites in New York, they don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit either. So therefore, it's hard for them to understand spiritual things, much less to have power. And the Seventh-day Adventists, they don't follow Torah. They follow Ellen G. White. And so you're going to anybody who's talking, they're going to have a rough time because they have a Christian Catholic mentality when it comes to the Bible. And they really don't keep the Shabbat like you think they do. So, you know, when you talk about feast days with them, they talk about they're completely done away with. I mean, just completely done. They just, you know, it's a sad thing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to actually talk on this wise when I go to Chicago because, you know, I'm dealing with a bunch of Christians and these people just think that the law is done away with. They just actually think the law is done away with. And hey, what can you do? That's why I keep telling everybody over and over and over again, do not remember, let me say this again. By their fruits, you shall know them. And a good tree cannot bring forth corrupt fruit, and neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. And by their fruits, you shall know them. The reason why I tell everybody don't be eating off all these other tables is because you first got to get rooted and grounded in the Bible itself first. You've got to become a good student of the scripture before you go out and start having different discussions with all these religious people. it's easy for me to have a discussion with any of them because I have a good grasp of what the Bible says. And don't worry, hey, for everything that I say, there are probably another 20 or 30 people out there that would disagree with what I say. But we go back to the acid test again. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Now, the people who you know, do they cast out devils or they believe some crazy thing like you can wipe your arms and they'll come off, or you say a few words, you can cast them off, or you can pray and cast them out of, you know, everything that is contrary to the demonstration and the power of what the Spirit says we should do according to what the Bible says. If they don't do that, then they're not believers. Do they speak with new tongues? Well, I don't believe in speaking in tongues. I believe that it's languages and all that stuff. Well, tell them to start talking other languages, because they say if you believe, you will speak with new tongues. And if they don't agree with the tongues that you've got, tell them to produce the language rather than all this broken Hebrew that they're trying to inundate everybody with. Tell them to speak in new tongues, since they don't believe in the tongues and the utterance that the Holy Spirit gives us. Tell them to produce it, because if they're believers, you shall cast out devils, you shall speak with new tongues, you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's what it said, period. Ain't no need in arguing over that, is it? It's just what the Bible says. And of course, they will keep the commandments and have the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. So there's a lot, brothers and sisters, that is to be desired. When you're dealing with people out here, a whole lot. But I remember I said this again, by their fruit you should know them. Do they obey the book? Do they live sanctified? Are they holy? Are they separate? Do they live a life of sin? Do they practice sin? Then they disqualify themselves for being Israelites. All right, going to Florida, Brother Jerry, calling number 954-954. Brother Jerry, what you got?
Hey, you hear me, Pastor?
Yeah, brother.
Hey, I had a great time. Thank you for letting me fellowship with you and all the saints there. It was a blessing. Just had such a great time talking to the saints and fellowshipping, and it was a beautiful time. I just wanted to say thank you, Pastor, for the great time.
Honor and a privilege to meet you, Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Pastor. It was, like I said, I learned so much talking to all the brothers there and in the dining hall and sharing experience. It was just a moving moment when we all had to leave. It was so sad. Nobody wanted to leave, Pastor. But again, thank you, and I can't wait for the next time to go up and fellowship again. So I know you have a lot of calls. I don't want to take up so much of your time, but thank you so much again, Pastor. Really, really enjoyed it. And to all the saints there, all the brothers that are there, thank you so much for making me feel so welcome.
Brother Jerry, you are welcome, brother. You're welcome to come back here and visit us Israelites anytime you want, brother.
Thank you, Pastor. Bless you, Pastor, and thank you so much for everything you do for us, because I tell you, I thank you. I thank the Most High for sending me to you. So, shalom, everybody, and thank you again, Pastor. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Bless you too, and shalom, Brother Jerry. Glad that everybody made it home safely. Now, there were some people Sabbath night that called in and wanted to talk to me. You have to remember, if you're calling in to talk with Pastor Dow, you need to push number one so that the little sign will show up in the queue that you want to speak to me. Hallelujah. But, oh, and by the way, what I spoke on the death thing, that's just what we believe here straightway. And we believe that we have a very good working knowledge of the word. So y'all, all of y'all, just make sure that y'all stick with the book, no matter what. Don't let them just stick with the book. Well, it doesn't look like anybody else is in the queue. I got a bunch of people listening. But nobody has pushed one. Nobody is up. So, you know, it's always a short broadcast. Hey, y'all spread the word. Get on Facebook. Tell everybody to get over there to free speak. Hallelujah. As much as they can. And and tell them they don't have to worry about being regulated by the government or man, that was a video that Jay still put up, wasn't it? Where this lady freely admits that they use your Facebook page and all the pictures you put up to face scan you and everything. I mean, it's a database. It is connected. Now, hey, ain't none of us hiding from nothing. We can't hide from nothing. You know what I mean? Our secret place is in the Most High God. You have to be born again of the water and spirit. Yeah, no call on this end either, Brother Shane. But I hope that y'all go over there and y'all can sign up over there. Shalom, Sister Cheryl. Oh, man, you got one, huh? The Theory, 333, a sick documentary, 110. I got it right. I'm a favorite, brother. Thank you for sending it to me. I'll check it out and see what it's saying. Hallelujah. Thank you for sending it. I appreciate. I can't get to everything, brothers and sisters, and y'all try to tell everybody that the ministry is growing. And I do sincerely try my best to get to as much as I can as possible. But I'm only one man. That's why I'll give, you'll hear maybe Elder Shane, you'll hear Elder Doug, you'll hear some of the people calling here from you. You know, Brother Shane, he may call you. Elder Doug may call you. Brother Rich may call you. That doesn't mean I'm ignoring you. I'm just giving it to them because they can handle your particular message. Because I can't simply get to everybody because I'm one man, and on any given day, I have a lot of communication that goes on. I mean, just our online church, unique visitors, every single day. We're averaging anywhere between 900 to 1,200 hits a day. That's average. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. But that's just an average. Hallelujah. And, of course, you know, the Theory said it's the most legit one he's ever seen, so we're going to get an opportunity. We're going to check that thing out, that website you can send me there. I'm going to see if I can actually put this stuff down in here. Y'all hear it playing in the background. See if I can download that thing. And then, I don't want to download it right now, though, because if I download it right now, man, I'll block down everything. Hallelujah. All right. Where we at? Okay. California, 951-951 is Pastor Dow. You're on Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. How may I help you? California.
Pastor
Dow? Yeah.
This is Sister Isabel from California, tribe of Issachar.
How may I help you?
I don't know. You're breaking up a lot. I don't know if I'm coming through.
Yes, you are. You're coming through.
Okay. I just wanted to encourage you and let you know that, Pastor Dow, you are an awesome, awesome vessel. There is not a lot of men that are out there. You are a frontliner doing the work of Yeshua. There is not a lot of men that are out there filled with the Spirit, speaking the kingdom language, laying hands, and doing the deliverance ministry. They don't understand it.
So true, so true.
And your teachings are wonderful. I was referred to you, I knew, coming into the truth. I was a Christian, and just shy of 2.5 years, I was introduced and challenged about Yeshua versus the Antichrist.
Yeah.
And going into the truth and speaking the truth, you will lose a lot of people.
Yeah, you're right.
I have lost, and I have been rejected by my biological family, but that's okay.
I understand.
Yes. I have a spiritual mentor, and she is also prophetic. And about 8 months now, I just recently opened a Facebook account because I'm not into drama. But I use my Facebook account as like a newspaper to post about the Hebrew love walk and the truth of Yeshua. And so to make a long story short, my mentor passed me you, and I watch your videos and your YouTube, and I recently, about 2 months ago, had a brother on my Facebook account tune me into the Straightway Truth.
Beautiful.
So, yes, so tonight is the first time that I have tuned in on the Straightway live broadcasting.
Well, we're here every Friday night as well, sister.
That's wonderful. I only go to one more. I don't go to these camps. I don't go to anybody that does not recognize the Ruach.
Right.
Because that's a waste of time. That's just a bunch of nonsense. They're missing the power thereof.
Right. I agree.
So on Friday, what time is your showing?
It's 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and if you're in California, 5.
Okay, I will tune in.
Did you sign up to freespeaktoday.net?
No, sir.
Yeah, freespeak.net is another new site we got up. It's kind of like Facebook, except you don't have to worry about all the government intrusion. Myself and J-Snip4 own it.
Okay.
So
I hear you talking about, you know, the government and all that. And yes. See, you're a forerunner because you also speak about martial law, chemtrails, HAARP, all of that stuff. You know, you're not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You're
right.
Wide awake with eyes wide open.
Yep.
And all I can say, Pastor Dow, is look into some herbs and get your rest.
Yeah, I am. The only thing I need to do is rest. We got plenty of herbs here on this land. We got plenty, believe you me. And the only thing I need to do is just rest. That's what I need to do, sister, and thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome. And Shabbat Shalom.
Stay in touch.
I will.
Are you up in Northern or Southern California?
I am in Southern California.
We need to put you in touch with Brother Roger Bates and Sister Bonnie Bates and Brother Scott and Angelica.
Oh, are they in Los Angeles County or Riverside County?
Yeah, they close to you, sister.
All right now.
I'm gonna give them your phone number if that's okay.
That's fine.
All right.
Okay, let's do this.
Looking for a call from Sister Bonnie, okay?
I will be looking forward to a call from Sister Bonnie.
All right, shalom.
Shalom.
Beautiful phone call. Look, another Israelite pulled out of the religious system and Christianity. Call number 718, Pastor Dow. You're on Straightway Truth. I may help you. 718. I may help you.
Hey, shalom, Pastor Dow. How you doing this, by the way?
Shalom, bro, William. How you doing?
I'm okay. I was doing a lot better before Shabbat night, Friday night, and I'm just calling to say shalom to everybody, peace to everybody, and send love. I truly I'm truly saddened, and I was distraught by the fact that I felt like my character was assassinated, or at least accusations were made against me that were untrue,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't realize until recently that it was actually a running thing that people could actually believe to be true about me. And there were four things that were said, and I would like to apologize, actually, to everybody for the fact that I didn't address it earlier. I'm actually really upset because I haven't showed any disrespect to any of the brothers, and I live this. Like, this, being a Hebrew Israelite, to me, is not a religion. It's a nationality, and it's a part of my everyday man. So I actually do this like 24/7, and
right.
for me to be accused of something that I'm not doing, it bothers me. You know, if I did, because there were four things that were said, if I did have a class going, I would say something. I don't have a class going. I do have a second Skype, and I would apologize to anyone that was offended by the fact that I didn't give it out. But it was because I had too many non-believers on my first Skype account, and they would try to interrupt phone calls. And I do have a second Skype account. And I'm sorry if I've offended. I apologize if I've offended anybody by my website, which I haven't given out. Why? Because it just wasn't done and it's not ready. And also, you know, I didn't see anything wrong with it because I thought other brothers had websites, you know, just a website. You know, that's the way I look at it. But if it offends, then I would hate for it to offend. And my patterns have changed. And if I'm doing things that are offensive, then I can't do nothing else except apologize. But at no time have I outwardly, illicitly, or even inwardly, without rebuking myself, have looked at another brother and spoken ill of him, because it's just not something that I can do. And I don't know if I'm addressing all the points, but if I'm just really upset, mainly because, you know, I just really thought I was in a different area and around different, just a different nature, and that, you know, it would be outwardly rebuked, you know, if something was to be said, they would say it outwardly to me, or just in general, especially if there's not no facts or proof, or if there's no witnesses, you know what I mean? But listen, I take it on, and if I'm top offended, then I take that, and I send apologies if I've offended. And I learned from it. And if I can't be accepted, or if I'm offensive, I accept that. And I just want everybody to know that I still love y'all. And that, again, this is not a religion to me. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is how I raise and rear my family and my brothers, my friends. And that's all I know. And that's all I'm gonna know. And I have, and I do respect the fact that you said that there were people who were at the end of a video that you would not keep company with. And believe it or not, Pastor Dow, I've been and talked to just about every camp in New York City and talked to them about the Holy Spirit and the Star of David. And they know me by face and by name and the fact that that's what I do. And that I've actually mentioned this ministry, even if they weren't ready to take the leap, they know that it's there. And it just hurts because I've extended myself beyond measure. And I actually took it on purpose. I took a step back because I didn't want people to feel as if I do stuff for any other reason than just because this is what I want to be the only thing that I do. If there was a way that this is all I did was 24 hours a day was just serve, not any type of anything other than serve, then that's what I would do. But it's not, because we have to have more jobs. We have to go to work. We have to take care of our family.
Right.
But it just hurt. And, you know, and again, I'm sure that a lot of things that I've done, you know, in retrospect have been confusing and offensive. So then I have to just take a step back and take that on. And I understand if it's just seen that it's just not compatible, but I still love y'all a lot. And I love Israel.
Bro, William, everything you said, you spoke honest and true. If you notice, I've never said anything about this until Junior brought it up the other day on the 6-day broadcast. And, of course, my direction still is, and I'm speaking to the pattern change, is that the brethren up there, and I teach this, that anytime there's something odd or fault or difference between brethren, they should go to the person who they perceive there may be offense, because a lot of times it may not be no offense at all. Now, you know, far as the, I don't think there's nothing wrong with you having a website. I don't think there's nothing wrong with you going and preaching. I don't think there's nothing wrong with having a second Skype account, because the Messiah teaches us that we need to go out, we need to teach, we need to reach out, and we need to preach. I don't have any ill will in my heart towards you, never will. You're a very honorable man, and you're raising an honorable family. I think what it is with the brethren is that they were unsure about the direction that you're going in, and because they're young, like I stated in the online church form, because they're young, and most people have not been in this walking in this way for a long time, and that the only way that they know how to respond is the way that they naturally respond. But my order is always to tell people, according to what the Bible says, is that you go to the brother. Go to the brother, go to the brother if you perceive in that. Because that's, you know, the biggest problem that Israel has from one end of this earth to the next is communication. Communicate, 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 communicate. And when people don't communicate, you know, things end up going what you call awry and astray when there's a lack of communication. And then the mind, the idle mind, ends up becoming the devil's workshop. And then people start submitting to thoughts admitted to the mind rather than actually talking to our brother or our sister, in case of his sisters, face to face.
That's good instruction, and mainly for me to understand that what I need to pay more attention to what I'm doing and how it is perceived. Because what I heard was that the brothers could see and be confused as to where I'm going and what I'm doing, and it can rile their spirit, and that's on me to make sure that it's seen and known clearly where my heart is and what exactly my purpose is and my intentions are. Because if their intentions if my intentions are thought to be ill towards what they love, then of course they're going to lash out. And I hear that. I hear you loud and clear. And you know, again, I apologize for offending my brothers. I apologize especially for offending a young brother. I really do wish though that my brothers, especially just having been with me before this, would say something to me so I can make it known as to how I feel or where I'm going. Because if I really did feel as if you were dishonorable or you were doing something wrong, I wouldn't hold my tongue. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't said that, and I haven't acted that way, so I don't understand where it would come from that I have just said, you know, forget straight away. And last thing, as far as the candles or incense go, I was unaware that it could be seen as a sin or offensive. And as it is, I had just sent some down the straightway. And I asked Junior, and I'll say this to anybody, if it is offensive or it is something that is wrong, then I would toss them. You know what I mean? But as far as I thought, I didn't realize that it was. And I actually had that discussion, and I did not bring them up. So it's not that I'm eating anywhere or doing anything because I went and bought some candles, you know, or I had bought candles and incense, frankincense, and myrrh. But if it is, of course, then I'll toss it. So I'm asking for correction on that.
But I would think that addressing everything that you brought up is that from the very beginning, and of course, straightway, everybody knows that I talk about this continually all of the time. Brother William, this is the one thing that is a problem all the way across the board. I have not yet, as of within years, have met a man that's got the kind of character that you have that actually come on here and try to do things exactly the way the Bible says. Everybody goes to everybody else. Everybody talks to everybody else. Nobody meets conditions, the Bible conditions, just like it says, when it's clearly taught, because there ain't nobody that, in here that cannot say that I have never went over the steps. I've never went over the steps and actually told people about these accusations and the way things going. Now, for a teaching tool, is that if anybody has an auto fall with any brother, you should go to that brother, him and him alone. That's the way it works. And if you perceive that that brother is fallen, short of even or being neglects to hear from thee, the Bible teaches you're supposed to go and take another brother. But people don't do that. What they usually do, and this is a bad stench in Israel, is we'll hear what somebody says. And then rather than when we hear what somebody says, what we'll do, we'll go and tell everybody else what everybody else says, and we'll get all disturbed and turned upside down and discombobulated, and then we expect the person that actually said something to another person to make you feel better, make you feel right, when if you're offended, you should have went to the other person. But, Bro William, prepare. If any time you're going to preach, anytime you're teaching, anytime you're going to take the lead and get out in front, because the Holy Spirit is leading you to do that, and you're leading it to be a teacher in Israel, prepare yourself for a lot of hurt. Prepare yourself for a lot of people accusing you. Prepare yourself for a lot of pain. Prepare yourself for a lot of heartache, because people will accuse you. I'm not saying that brethren are accusing you now. I'm just saying that people don't know how to go about the right way of doing things. What I'm saying is that people will accuse you. They accuse me all the time. As a matter of fact, with the accusations that they have made against me, you think that I'm worse than Charles Manson. But the only problem is they're only accusations. And also, us as, you know, and especially me, myself, as a pastor in this walk, I have to make sure that I'm doing things that I don't lay a stumbling block before my brother. And this is where communication comes in again, because there could be something that you're doing that's laying a stumbling block before the brothers because of lack of understanding. And if they're unsure, that's why I say communication is necessary for everybody. It's necessary. So I appreciate you coming on and clarifying and bringing it up. So therefore, people will know how to act and behave, because the one thing that would get us all in trouble with the Most High is if we offended somebody and we don't get it right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bless you all. The straightway, bless you, Pastor, and thank you, and shalom.
Shalom, Brother William, shalom. Now, I'll tell you right now, I think it's very honorable. I've been telling the people here straightway that Brother William is an honorable young man. I told you, it reminds me of me, because I've never rebuked an elder or nothing like that. Never have. I've always been very humble, same display, the same character, same nature. But as a preacher, forget that. I'm going to let you have it. That's just all there is to it. I'm going to tell the truth, speak the truth in love, and it's not up to me whether you like it or understand it or not. It's just the way that it is. But we need this to go on. Now, again, the difference is, now Brother William did admit that his pattern has changed. And when the pattern changes, that causes concern. And that's the reason why that communication is needed. Communication is needed. All right. Man, I've already talked to him. See, did I talk to his phone number earlier? Got California still sitting there, yep, listening. And that's Brother Jesus up there again. Maybe got better reception. Brother Jesus, you up again, brother?
Yes, sir. I just actually wanted to bring up a point.
Go ahead.
First of all, I just want to thank Brother William for coming on, because he's actually been very instrumental in helping me out since I've been here in Jersey. He helped me a lot when I went out and talked to that family that I was trying to witness to. So I do thank Brother William for calling and clarifying what's been going on. I'm glad that there's nothing serious. So I'm really, really, really happy that nothing's going on, because I really like Brother William. He's a good brother, very knowledgeable, like you say, Pastor. I respect him very much. So I'm glad this thing was clarified. But I do want to bring up one thing, Pastor. What are your thoughts as far as this whole October surprise? Because it just came to my head. What are your thoughts on the whole October surprise issue? Do you think there is going to be some sort of false flag attack, or do you think we're going to start World War III during that time? I just want to hear your thoughts on that, Pastor Dow, and you can just let me go.
Okay. All right. Brother Jesus, I don't have any thoughts. And the reason why I don't have any thoughts on it is because I haven't gotten anything in my spirit, a witness whatsoever at all. But I do know this. I know the character of the Most High, that if there's something that for us that we need to know to cause Paul's concern, he's going to talk to his prophets. He's going to talk to his men. He's going to let us know what we need to do. You know, the whole world is trying to rule people through fear. And all that stuff, but we're charged to occupy till he comes. So, I mean, no matter what the world does, no matter what condition is in, as long as our soul and our heart is right with the Most High Yah, they can make all the surprises, put out all the speculations and everything they want, brother. It has nothing in the world to do with me.
Okay. So just because you haven't received any concern as far as in your spirit or anything like that, you have no issue whatsoever at all with it.
No, I mean, I don't know nothing about, I ain't even heard of the October surprise. I just know that the world is going to hell in a handbasket and that they continue to keep studying war and we're in a literal mess. And I do know that Israel and the United States is planning on attacking Iran. As far as what the powers have to be and what they plan on doing outside of that, I don't get anything else. I only speak to the things that I understand and know of.
Okay, Pastor Dow. I'm just bringing it up because the powers that be seem like they want to do this in late October. That's why I bring it up. But if you have no concerns with it, I have no concerns with it myself, Pastor Dow.
Hallelujah. Shalom.
All right, shalom, Pastor.
Shalom. All right, Brother Ron, 423-423, Tennessee. What you got, Brother Ron?
I didn't expect to come on this fast. How you doing, Pastor?
Oh, I'm doing all right, brother. Doing the same thing as normal, pastoring. You know what I mean? Fighting sin, hell, and the devil, and keeping the faith.
Yes, sir. Business as usual, I see. let's see. Lately, when it comes to me calling, I just want to call to thank you, man. This has been a weekend of just straight up confirmation as far as things that the Most High has placed in my heart and in my life as far as situations with different people. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sermon on yesterday. It was on time. It was exactly what I needed. And right now, I just pray that I continue to stay on the path. But I had a question for you concerning blood family, if you will. Pastor, just recently I had a conversation with my mother, my biological mother, concerning just life period. As some Israelites that deal with me know, my mother and I are on two very different paths. And I politely told her that, you know, I can't, you know, communicate with her right now. I can't, you know, as far as the hello, how you doing phone calls and the you know, coming over to the house to deal with drama. I can't do that anymore because, you know, if she's not willing to come out of the heathenistic lifestyle, then things are going to remain the same. And obviously she doesn't get the hint. So I've pretty much cut her off. Now, I guess I'm just wondering, you know, as far as how long, you know, I keep my mother cut off, because this is the first time I've actually done something like this. And to be honest, it hurts. I don't exactly feel comfortable with, you know, just excommunicating or Xing out my mother. I mean, because she is my mother. But at the same time, I can't deal with the late phone calls of, you know, well, your dad and I are fighting, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, okay, then, you know, you didn't left the man, then you went back to him, then you leave him again, then you back to him. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, this is the same stuff over and over again. But I guess my question is, you know, I don't, like I said, I'm not comfortable in doing that, but, you know, should I just wait on the Most High in terms of accepting her back into my life, or will there ever be a chance that for true reconciliation, or what? I mean, I don't know. I'm just confused and kind of hurt because I don't want to do that to my mother, you know, but I just can't deal with the issues that come with her. You feel me? So.
Brother Ron, the Bible, the commandment is honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy give of thee. Now, the confusion is what is honor? Well, honor, the best way to find honor is by not dishonoring. And back to what I said before, this thing is all about communication. Because when people don't communicate, it leaves the mind wide open for speculation. And when people are speculating, they ultimately are going to start trusting in the thoughts that are admitted to the mind and are submitted to the mind. So what you need to do is you need to sit down and have a good, respectful, honorable talk with your mother, and let her know the changes that is taking place in your life, as especially when you are an Israelite and you're serving the Most High Yah. And with these changes comes a lifestyle. And while you explain to mother very tactfully the direction that you're going, what you're doing, and you are respectful to her and honorable to her, you let her know exactly that this is the way things are going to be behaving in my life. And I don't ever want to put myself in a position where I'm dishonoring you, mother. So I'm asking that you would please respect my viewpoints. If you choose not to serve the Most High, if you choose not to walk this walk the way that I do, then at least respect the fact that I am serving the Most High. And you have your way of doing it. I have my way of doing it. I just don't ever want to be put into a position to where I have to dishonor you. So therefore, you know, I can't be associating you with going to be something that's going to grieve me in my spirit. I can love you. I can speak with you. I can see you. I can visit you and stuff like that. But you need to understand that I'm not asking you to make changes for me. What I am asking you to honor me the same way as your son, without dishonor. Mm-hmm. And I will respect you. But, Mom, I can't be hanging out in the wee hours with you. I can't be putting up with I'm supposed to be learning from your and dad's example. I'm supposed to be learning from father's example. And you're old enough now that I should actually have an honorable mother and father to teach me. And this is what people are missing. You see, when we read those commandments, we automatically make that association that it's talking about to every mother and father or everybody we're dealing with. But those commandments were given to the Hebrews to show us how we ought to behave amongst each other. And now we're scattering this diaspora, and we're all jacked up because of all these perspectives and persuasions and all this other stuff. It's hard for us to even get a grasp on how we should even be carrying ourselves today. So therefore, we have to cultivate that honorable way that the Holy Spirit gives us within our own hearts, and we have to become men and women of honor and integrity so that people would be able to see our position and standard. Because people, the one thing I've learned about this walk, if they don't see you serious about this walk and they don't get no clearance even in their spirit, whether they're unregenerated or not, about this walk, they won't respect you. But when they see that you're very clear in this walk, they'll make a decision for you whether they're going to continue on this relationship or not. And that's just the truth.
Yeah.
It always comes back full circle to you.
You're right, because I can't begin to tell you the number of people that have cut me off since I've decided to walk with the Most High and to truly walk with the Most High, excuse me. And you know, I just, as far as my mother, I'm just tired of dealing with the same mess. And you know, she sees a change in my lifestyle. She sees a change in my talk and things of that nature. But you know, it's still, you know, she has this mentality that says, you know, because I'm your mom, you have to deal with me no matter what's going on with my life, going on in my life. You can't just X me out. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh, yes, I can. But at the same time, I've tried to set boundaries. I've explained to her, you know, what's going on in my life now and that I'm truly walking with the Most High, but it's like talking to a brick wall. And, you know, I'd never just get so disrespectful to the point that I just cuss her out and hang up the phone. But at the same time, I'm just frustrated like, Mom, you know, the things that you're doing right now is just, you know, the effects of a sinful life. Don't you get it? And she says she does, but her action says otherwise. And I'm just, I don't know, Pastor, just frustrated with her and amongst other things. And I was just to my rope, and I just thank you for clarifying and giving me instructions on what to do. I'll talk to her again.
Yeah, like I said, there comes a time that we have to draw a line in the sand just so that we don't dishonor.
Yes, sir.
All right, bro, Ron, good hearing from you.
Likewise, sir.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
All right, yeah, I mean, like I said, brothers and sisters, nobody told you this walk is going to be easy. It's going to be the truth, but it's going to be the walk. It's going to be the way now. Illinois, first-time callers, area code 630. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Way Radio broadcast. How may I help you? Okay, Illinois, there's a great delay, and I'm going to talk a little bit slow so they can catch up, but you need to listen. If you're calling in, you need to listen to me through your phone and not the computer. You need to talk to me through your telephone and not the computer, okay? And I don't know if it's done caught up because the delay is still there, but that's how we have to communicate, because the broadcast will play in the background. And it'll be a distraction to everyone that is hearing. So let's try this again. Illinois, caller number 630. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Way Truth Radio broadcast. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Pastor Dow?
This is Pastor Dow.
Hi. I'm new in walking with God as far as Hebrew Israelites, and I'm a single parent. I've never been married. My son, he's 11 years old, and he's walking this walk with me because he's under in my household. But I'm just curious, as a single woman, how am I supposed to do this walk with no covering?
Well, that's why the Apostle Paul would tell people over and over and over again, you follow me as I follow Christ. Now, your covering, number one, is Christ himself. Almighty God. So you have a covering as long as you're keeping the commandments and you are obedient. Now,
I'm calling you because the delay is still there. But that's how we have to keep
Okay, let me turn this. Hello?
Okay. Now, I'm a pastor, all right? So, as a pastor, you know, I'm what the people, let me use church talk, what you call the fivefold ministry. And if you're listening to me, you're starting to understand the Most High gives you revelation. I'll say the same thing that the Apostle Saul would say, which is follow me as I follow Christ. And then there is a natural power. So, you know, as much as you can be active in the ministry by listening, being there at Shabbat services so you can grow in the grace and the knowledge. I'm coming to Chicago next week. I don't know if it's close to, was it Crete, Illinois, something like that? I don't know.
No, it's Naperville. Oh. It's like an hour away.
Well, that is close.
It is close.
That's real close. All right.
And will you give me the information on where you're going to be?
Sure. Put it up in the chat room.
Okay, where's the, you mean, let me see.
I'm asking Brother Payne to put it up in the chat room.
Okay.
Right, so I have to go around here. So somebody, where's going to be?
And then I'm curious if there's a place that I can fellowship, you know, even if it's Chicago, because I'm used to being solo and, you know, blazing my own path without, you know, having support and all that stuff from family and friends. You know, I'm usually the one doing something different.
That's the sole reason why I'm coming up there to Chicago to bring some more Israelites and believers together, and that's why it's important, if you can, to try to have this meeting. Now, this meeting is going to be at 20.
Hello, you're breaking up.
25730 is where this meeting is going to be at. You got something to write with?
This is like out in like Madison or something.
It's in Crete, Illinois.
Okay, I've heard of that.
I'm giving you the address.
Okay, it's 25730.
Yep, South Dixie Highway.
Okay.
Crete.
Okay, I have it.
Illinois.
And what time is the meeting?
Well, there's going to be one, 7 o'clock Friday night, then 12 o'clock Saturday morning.
I would do the 12 o'clock because I don't like driving at night.
Don't blame you. 12 o'clock Saturday morning, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
What's your name?
Kim.
Well, it be the Father's will, Kim. You come up and say hi to Carol and I. We'll be glad to meet you. And be the Father's will, you may have a fellowship there only no more than an hour away from you. And
well, I would definitely appreciate it, you know, because I'm doing my research and I take things slow. You know, I have to weigh things. I don't just jump into things. But this is it for me so far. This is it for me so, you know. So far, I'm loving it. So
well,
I just have to keep going.
You know, a lot of people,
and I do observe the Sabbath and, you know, all the other holidays. I'm just beginning, so I just have to learn, you know, the meaning and why and how to do them.
All right.
Hello?
All right. Look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well,
bye-bye.
You know, a lot of people, if I told them that I was only going to be an hour away from them, them people would ride a bicycle to get there. They would be like, what? Pastor, I was coming an hour away from it, man. There wouldn't be nothing to stop them to get an hour. I can tell you right now, I've got people driving 10 hours to come to this meeting, 5 hours to come to this meeting. 4 hours to come to this meeting. Because, hey, the famine that's in the land is for the hearing of the word. And when people hear the word, boy, the word is feeding the hungry soul. Brother Vernon, call number 248. This is Pastor Dow. You know, Straightway Truth, how may I help you?
Shalom, Pastor. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Brother Vernon. What you got?
I ain't got much, Pastor. I just wanted to call in and tell you, we need you healthy, man. Get some rest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to get some rest.
All right, now. We'll see. We'll see. I'm praying for you. Get rid of this little cough you got, but, you know, you got to do your part, too. Get some rest.
All right.
All right, Pastor. Shalom.
All right, Brother Vernon. Bless you.
Bless you, too, Pastor. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. That's good hearing from all these Israelites. It really, truly is. Anyway, whoo, man, this is one of the longest first day night broadcasts that we've had. Well, going in Saturday night, really. Hey, y'all be encouraged, okay? Be encouraged. Know that the King is coming. And with that said, hey, don't forget the word. Don't forget the new site. Don't forget to let the ads play. And I'll see y'all from Bible study. I would say Shabbat, which it was Shabbat, but anyway, shalom, shalom, shalom. The King is coming. Y'all be encouraged, okay? Hallelujah. Wait a second. I'm waiting for the delay so I don't chop off the broadcast.